Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.myhocm.ning.com. houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministries, the House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. We welcome you once again as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. We strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for all saints everywhere. Help us to remain teachable, that we may receive instructions from the apostle, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. We will be your children, equipped for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Jesus Christ. Bring us to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Father, there is now no condemnation to those who walk according to the Spirit, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life sets us free from the law of sin and death. Grant us the grace to live the life of the Spirit. Father, you condemn sin in the flesh of its power over us. Now the righteous and just requirement of the law is fully met in us who live and move in the ways of the Spirit. Our lives governed and controlled by the Holy Spirit. We propose to live according to the Spirit and are controlled by the desires of the Spirit. We set our minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. We no longer live the life of the flesh, but we live the life of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God really dwells within us, directing and controlling us. On the authority of your word, we declare that we are more than conquerors, and are gaining a surpassing victory through Jesus Christ who loves us. We refuse to let ourselves be overcome with evil, but we will overcome and master evil with good. We have on the full armor of light, clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and make no provision for indulging in the flesh. May we always be doers of God's word. We have God's wisdom, and we draw it forth with prayer. We are peace-loving, full of compassion and good fruits. We are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Therefore, we take our stand against the devil and resist him. We draw close to God, and God draws close to us. We do not fear, for God never leaves us. In Christ Jesus, we are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. I would like to remind you once again that we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. Our scripture reading tonight will be taken from Luke chapter 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, shewed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dashed thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet of Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save some Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they that in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill, whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. Tonight's lesson will be Understanding Deliverance. In Luke 4, verses 18 and 19, Jesus gave a declaration regarding his purposes. It reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Because we are the body of Christ, it is imperative that we realize the fact that we are to do what Jesus Christ did. And one of the things that he did the most was what is called deliverance. For us to go further in this lesson, we must gain an understanding of what deliverance truly is. What is deliverance? Deliverance means to release or rescue from bondage, danger, or evil of any kind. It is rescue from something, rescue from captivity, hardship, or damnation by evil. It means the act of setting someone or something free. The Greek word for deliverance, according to Luke 4, verse 18, is abscesses, pronounced aphesis, meaning freedom, pardon, deliverance, forgiveness, liberty, remission. When examining the word deliverance in the above text of Scripture, we must also look at how deliverance is applied and who it is speaking about. Deliverance in this text of Scripture is being preached. The Greek word for preach is keroso, meaning to herald, or a public crier, especially of the divine truth, which is the gospel. It is also to proclaim or publish. From this, we can confidently establish the fact that this deliverance is verbally expressed. Now, let us address to whom this verbal expression of deliverance was to benefit, and that is the captives. The Greek word for captives in this text of Scripture is pronounced Aik malotos, meaning a prisoner of war. It is someone who has been taken or captured. Here we see that we must verbally declare or proclaim to those who are prisoners or who have been captured by the enemy, which is the devil and his demonic host, that we are here to rescue them from bondage, danger, and all evil. This brings light to how deliverance is to be first be exercised. We are first to declare or proclaim deliverance, not to the devil and his demonic host, rather to those who they hold as prisoners. Deliverance is preached or proclaimed to the captives, to cause them to have their faith stirred up to be set free. You cannot go in and rescue people if they don't realize that they are prisoners. This brings to light how deliverance is first to be exercised. Many people are held in bondage or as prisoners of the enemy, yet they don't know it, or they feel that there is something that can be done about their situation, which is the bondage that they are in. The enemy always tries to make their bondage or prison seems normal and natural, as if that is the way that things are supposed to be. This is all in an effort to stop them from seeking true spiritual help for what is spiritual bondage. I want to emphasize a point, and that is that the deliverance that is spoken about in the above text of Scripture is not natural, rather it is spiritual. Although the manifestation of a person's bondage may be in the natural, such as with sickness, like the woman with the spirit of infirmity in Luke 13, verse 11 through 13, or in the case with Job, in which the enemy was allowed to touch his family, his finances, his physical appearances. Deliverance is yet in the spiritual. You cannot physically set the captives free from demonic entities, which are spirits. Deliverance requires us to walk and work in the spirit and not try to be physical liberators. What about casting out devils? It is often the desire of most Christians to jump right into the center of the action when it comes to dealing with the enemy on any level, and especially with casting them out. Many Christians limit their level of success in casting out devils because they leave out the key element of the proclamation of deliverance, which causes the captive to have faith to be set free. It's nothing like running into a prison camp and unlocking the prisoner's chain, beating up the captors, which are the prison guards, while never telling the prisoners that they are free and why they are free. They usually are already broken, demoralized, and without enough personal strength to free themselves. So your declaration of their freedom, explaining why they are free, while giving them direction to come out, along with your overpowering of their captors, causing them to have the understanding and the faith necessary to stand up and walk out of the prison camp with you. Mark 16, verses 17 and 18 says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." It is imperative that when we look at this scripture, that we do not move in incompleteness, desiring to cast out devils and set the captives free, without first giving them the necessary understanding by the declaration or proclamation of the word of God about the deliverance that Jesus Christ affords them. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. I would like to remind you once again that we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. And tonight's lesson is Understanding Deliverance. What or why is deliverance necessary? Deliverance is necessary because many people, both Christians and non-Christians, are in bondage to or oppressed by the devil and his demonic host. When demonic spirits hold someone captive, there is no natural way or remedy that can be used to set them free. Rather, only a spiritual one which lies in Jesus Christ. Most of the issues and problems, the devastation, sickness, and brokenness that humanity faces have their origins and are rooted in the demonic, thus qualifying the fact that deliverance is necessary. Don't be fooled or believe for 1 minute that these issues that humanity faces can be resolved any other way than with deliverance. How do people get demonically possessed, oppressed, or influenced? As I have stated in various other lessons, the enemy can have no access to you unless you give them a place or an open door. Ephesians 4 verse 27 says, "Neither give place to the devil." We give place to the devil when we act in disobedience towards God. Thus, we sin. This is the same reason why so many people are influenced, oppressed, and possessed by devils. Sin has with it immediate consequences that are not always visible to the naked eye or understood by the carnal mind. Let's look at this way. Sin is like a doorman, and once we let him into work, then he constantly opens the door up to other spirits with the purpose to influence, oppress, possess, and then ultimately destroy us. From this we can see that the enemy has great access to the world, but they should not have this same level of access to the Christian, yet they do. For as long as we act and respond to things carnally and in a manner that is not consistent with God's word, then we will constantly have a door open, thus giving the enemy access. What is the difference between demonic possession, oppression, and influence? I have been asked more than once to explain the difference between possession, oppression, and influence, so that we can better understand how the enemy attacks and gains ground in the lives of people. I will examine the difference between these three things by defining what each of them means. Demonic possession. The Greek word for possessed, when inferring demonic possession, is daimonizei, meaning to be exercised by a demon or devil, or demonized. It is to have or be vexed with the devils. Another Greek word for possess is eko, meaning to hold, accompany, following, have, hold, or keep. The Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus defines possess as to have as belonging to one or to own. It is to gain control over. One of the definitions of the word possession is territory ruled by an outside entity. Such is the case with demonic possession. With possession, demons gain so much influence in the area of the mind, psyche, or soul, that they subvert the person's natural thoughts and dominate. This can happen when a person opens up to spirits such as fear, anxiety, worry, as well as when they yield themselves to the occult, such as the girl with the spirit of divination in Acts 16, verse 16. Too much worry, fear, stress, and or anxiety can cause what we call a nervous breakdown, thus giving a place to the enemy due to the mental, the psyche fatigue. Those who are possessed are often thought to be insane due to the erratic and unnatural behavior that these wicked and perverse demonic entities try to exhibit through them. Again, when a devil possesses, they take ownership. This can be local ownership, such as with certain parts of the body, through control of that area of the mind, or complete possession of the mind, in which they subvert the personality of the person that they are possessing. At this time, we will conclude this part of the lesson as we take a short break.
Lord, I thank you that even while I was your sinner, you came down and paid the price.
the price that no one else could have paid, as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing to say, and they were coming to take me away. When a voice from heaven
again, and welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to extend an invitation to salvation to each and every one of you who are listening, those who are depressed, those who are going through very difficult times, those who have turned back from Christ, those who have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. During his time on earth, Jesus Christ was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, "Follow me." He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Perhaps tonight, you feel that Jesus Christ is speaking to you. Imagine if he was with you right where you are, giving this invitation. What would you do? He is really inviting you to become his child or to recommit your life to him. I encourage you to submit to him right now. He's calling you as an individual, calling you as a couple, calling you as a family. He died for you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins, and he can give you a new life if you'll submit. Right where you are, please pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in my heart that you have raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, Father, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I make him Lord over my life right now. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I renounce my past life with Satan and close the door to any of his devices. I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of all my sins. Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I am a new creation. All things have passed away. Now all things become new. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends, if you have just received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, O Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. May the Lord, mighty God, bless and keep you forever, grant you peace, perfect peace, courage in every endeavor. Lift up your eyes and see his face. Keep his grace forever. May the Lord, mighty God, bless and keep you forever. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We thank you once again for listening tonight as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Father, we thank you for tonight.
Oh Lord my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Lord, there's none like unto thee. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you once again for tuning in tonight, and we hope to speak to you again next week at the same time. God bless you.